Have you ever felt about 100 needles poking at once?
Yeah, me neither.
But it was the summer of 2015, and my friend Jonathan was in Texas for his vacation. His family decided to go on a trail in the woods in order for them to get on top of the mountain so that they could have their picnic and go camping. They all gathered on the mountain to cook the food which they had brought. It was around evening, and him and his cousin decided to go to the creek for a quick dip because it was really hot. It was turning dark outside, so they decided to leave the creek and go back to the campsite. The campsite was a 5-mile walk up the mountain, but on the way back, he steps on something. He steps on a snake. Jonathan turns on his phone flashlight to find out he was bitten by a snake, an eastern coral snake. His cousins pull the snake out his foot, and since, you know, he can't walk, they carry him back to the campsite. And as soon as they got to the campsite, they yelled for help. And as soon as the parents heard the yells for help, they rushed to help them. Jonathan's uncles rushed down the mountain in order for them to get signal and call the ambulance, because a snake bite isn't just any bite. And then the ambulance got there, and they took him to the hospital because his bite was bad. And then once they got there, you know, they helped and made sure that it wasn't bad. And after that, they stitched him up, and then he went back with his family, and they went home. That trip was a day to remember. It was a different day for Jonathan. A different experience. Have you ever felt about 100 needles poking at once?
Yeah, me neither.
But it was the summer of 2015, and my friend Jonathan was in Texas for his vacation. His family decided to go on a trail in the woods in order for them to get on top of the mountain so that they could have their picnic and go camping. They all gathered on the mountain to cook the food which they had brought. It was around evening, and him and his cousin decided to go to the creek for a quick dip because it was really hot. It was turning dark outside, so they decided to leave the creek and go back to the campsite. The campsite was a 5-mile walk up the mountain, but on the way back, he steps on something. He steps on a snake. Jonathan turns on his phone flashlight to find out he was bitten by a snake, an eastern coral snake. His cousins pull the snake out his foot, and since, you know, he can't walk, they carry him back to the campsite. And as soon as they got to the campsite, they yelled for help. And as soon as the parents heard the yells for help, they rushed to help them. Jonathan's uncles rushed down the mountain in order for them to get signal and call the ambulance, because a snake bite isn't just any bite. And then the ambulance got there, and they took him to the hospital because his bite was bad. And then once they got there, you know, they helped and made sure that it wasn't bad. And after that, they stitched him up, and then he went back with his family, and they went home. That trip was a day to remember. It was a different day for Jonathan, a different experience.